For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. An alarming number of students who enroll in college, community college, and technical school programs decide not to return for their second year of study. It's a situation which is drawing increasing attention from government leaders, university administrators, and classroom educators. Dan Modlin has the first segment in his two-part series, Back for Another Year.
I think you'll find this quiz easier than the third quiz.
According to figures compiled by the National Center for Higher Education Management Systems, about 76% of students who entered college in 2008 came back for a second year. In Kentucky, that percentage was significantly lower, with just under 71% returning after the first year. Many of those students incurred significant debt to start their post-secondary studies, but for a variety of reasons, decided not to continue. At universities across the country, increasing numbers of students have required remedial classwork before they're allowed to enroll in the regular curriculum. Some clearly find that situation discouraging, and statistics indicate that those who require remedial work are far less likely to complete their degree programs.
Well, you know, some people plan their whole life to, you know, do certain things, and when they get that notice saying, you know, you're not good enough or, you know, you're not accepted, then, you know, it's very discouraging. And people handle it different ways. They don't know if they should just give up because they've been working so hard to do this, or some people overcome and try to find another solution.
That's Christian Morton, a WKU student from Louisville. He was required to take some extra work in reading based on his ACT testing results. Through hard work, perseverance, and some support services at the institution, he's now a junior with a double major.
I double major in accounting and finance, financial planning. Of course, I have a passion about music, so in about 10 years, I want to open up my own business management firm within the music industry.
Of course, one of the challenges facing higher education in the United States is the fact that relatively few students requiring remedial work have been as successful as Christian Morton. Dr. Gary Ransdell is the president of Western Kentucky University. He says student retention has become a top priority as universities try to meet the needs of their service areas and the people who live in them.
Well, I think across our campuses, throughout the eight universities, there's a renewed focus on better preparation, working with our public schools to better prepare students to come to our campuses, and certainly for us to do a better job at persistence in retaining those students and allowing them to taste success with graduation.
And University of Kentucky President Dr. Eli Capiluto agrees that increasing student retention is one of the best ways to address the long-term needs of the state.
I like to say we're not just giving kids an access to college. We got to give them an access to a degree. To me, it's believing in yourself. And I hope that we're doing that more so than we've done before. So we have reason to. And I hope we build that confidence and translate that into even greater success.
University Provost Dr. Gordon Emsley has identified student retention as one of the most important priorities at WKU. He says it's an issue that will require the involvement of faculty, administrators, and students alike.
Absolutely. Retention is what universities are all about. It's very important that we not only admit students, but help them progress through toward graduation. They come here to get a degree. It's faculty's problem to stop, and frankly, it's the students' problem as well. I think we all have to work together to ensure that we're providing the students the education they want, and the students are getting, you know, what they want out of that education, so they'll want to continue it.
Dr. Emsley says he's especially interested in improving student retention between the freshman and sophomore years.
The biggest jump is freshman to sophomore. The good news is we can address the biggest issue immediately. We actually do very well at retention later on, you know, sophomore to junior, junior to senior. It's encouraging students to come back for that second year.
As mentioned, one of the major factors contributing to low student retention rates is the fact that many students are coming to college poorly prepared for the work they're expected to complete. Brad Hughes of the Kentucky School Boards Association says public school systems across the Commonwealth are taking steps to better prepare students through changes mandated in the state by Senate Bill 1.
The landmark legislation that really revamped KIRA, if you will. At that time, the primary goal was to try to get our kids to where you could easily compare how a student in Kentucky is doing compared to a student in Tennessee or a student in Indiana or a student in Ohio. What has become a more prominent shift has been this focus on college and career readiness, about trying to reduce the number of students who come to Western Kentucky University who are in need of remedial help in math, English, science, or something else like that. And also to build those in those graduates who are not going immediately, we hope someday we're going into college, but who are going immediately into the job market, to make certain that they have the skills that employers say, I have to have right now. I can't fill jobs because these kids come to me with a high school degree and they can't do the basic skills. So that really has been the new thrust, if you will, in the last year or so about getting high school grads ready to do college level studies and to do what the employer says they need out there on the workforce.
Sharon Hunter is the coordinator of college readiness at WKU. She agrees that Senate Bill 1 is having a significant impact in the state of Kentucky.
Well, Senate Bill 1 has made sure that there is a conversation from preschool to graduation from college. The Common Core standards that Kentucky was the first to adopt, I might add, gives us a roadmap. It sets out the skills and outcomes that the students should have as they progress from one grade to the other. So that gives us something that we can be nationally normed against. And I think that was an outstanding second step. Senate Bill 1, I believe, is the best thing to happen to education in Kentucky ever. It is a wonderful framework. The legislators have made sure that those of us in higher education that are educating the teachers that go into the school system have clear-cut goals. They know the outcomes. We know what to expect. And it helps us close that loop from getting the student, training them as a teacher, pre-service teacher into the school system, and then their product, the students coming to us, better prepared.
Dr. Brian Meredith is the Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management at Western Kentucky University.
Senate Bill 1 is giving us guidance on addressing these student needs and their readiness for college, and more students seemingly are not ready for college for a variety of reasons. And as far as, you know, when we go out into the region in South Central Kentucky, it's imperative that we address this and bring these young people in and get them the programs they need to be successful.
And Dr. Meredith emphasizes that it can be very costly in many regards when students don't complete their degree programs.
I tell students quite often, college is expensive, certainly, but there's nothing more expensive than not getting a college degree. It's even more expensive to the individual and the lifetime of their professional work and development, and that college is imperative these days. With this uncertain economy, they're really a lost ball in a high field without it. So we need to do everything we can to work hand-in-hand with the K-12 schools, P-12 schools, if you will, and make sure that, you know, they know what we need and that their students need and that we support them. And then as they make that transition into the post-secondary institutions, that they're ready to hit the ground running.
Dr. Brian Meredith. Another aspect of the cost factor could become increasingly important in the years ahead. Government leaders in several states want to move toward performance-based higher education funding. In Missouri, for example, Governor Jay Nixon has created a task force to develop a funding model to base funding on graduation rates and test scores. The Democratic governor in Missouri says the idea is to move away from spending money based on past needs. He wants to see funding based on how institutions are meeting their goals and how their students are, quote, reaching their potential. Student retention will be a key measure in Missouri if Governor Nixon is able to implement his plan. Missouri is not alone in suggesting this approach. Similar proposals have emerged in the past couple of years in states such as Tennessee, Indiana, and Ohio. And Colorado, Texas, and Illinois have already passed such legislation. Tomorrow, in the second segment of this series, we'll take a look at some of the strategies and techniques now being implemented to help boost student retention. Back for another year. This is a special report of the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Dan Modlin.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Yesterday, in the first segment of our two-part report entitled Back for Another Year, we learned that student retention is becoming a very serious concern in post-secondary education across the country. About 24% of the students who enroll in college don't return for their second year of study. The cost associated with not coming back for another year is staggering. not only in lost income potential for the students, but also in the cost of student loans and the money invested by institutions to help those students succeed. Today in the second segment of the series, Dan Maudlin reports on some of the strategies and techniques now being implemented to help boost student retention.
The president of the Kentucky Council on Postsecondary Education, Dr. Bob King, says graduation rates in this country have declined relative to several other parts of the world. He says student retention is a key part of that issue, and he believes it's a situation that needs to be reversed.
One of the things that we know and the way we talk about our success in higher education is through graduation rates. What proportion of students who come to the universities and the community and technical colleges actually complete their degrees is a simple measure. What we have found is that those students who enter the university or the community colleges prepared, in other words, ready to take credit-generating courses, are typically graduating at twice the rate of those students who enter underprepared, in other words, those kids who need remediation. It is so important that our helping K-12 be successful through the implementation of these standards, through better prepared teachers, through more professional development for current teachers, will help us in higher ed be successful, because to the extent we're measured by graduation rates, the better prepared the young people are coming into our institutions, the more likely it is they'll persist to graduation.
Dr. Brian Meredith is the Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management at WKU. He says reading and math are key subjects to address.
76% of the students requiring remediation in reading and 63% of those requiring one or two remedial math courses will fail to earn a degree. That's a pretty bleak sort of stat, but it's the reality that we're looking at.
Dr. Meredith believes it's also important to focus on decisions students make in their first semester on campus.
If you can get them to that sophomore year, the stats show that they're even more successful, to continue on beyond that. And that's where some of the, non-cognitive sorts of things, the MatWorks application is going to come into place. If you can get those students, we're going to certainly talk to them about the academic piece, but also get them involved in something, get them to feel passionate about something on campus. The involved student's the happy student. The happy student moves towards graduation and commencement at a faster pace. There's research to support that. And so I think that sort of philosophy is going to guide us. Particularly in that freshman and sophomore year, the student makes so many decisions in that first semester, that first 6 weeks.
Sharon Hunter is the coordinator of student readiness at WKU. She says students who need remedial work now have some significant resources that can help.
A student comes in to WKU. They take the math placement exam. They already know their ACT scores. We do some pre-registration of students. As a matter of fact, I think we're at 90% or so of new students coming in as far as getting them registered for their classes. They then talk to their advisor. And the advisor has reports on TopNet, our student information system, which will tell them Dan has needs in English, math, and reading. We've placed them in the three courses he needs for the semester or the one course they need for the semester. So that helps keep them on track. Students through the new MathWorks software, this incoming class has at their fingertips on a website that they can go through their iPhone, Facebook, and on the internet on a computer or tablet, information about referral offices. It has testing. It tells them where to go to get tutoring. We have online scheduling of tutoring appointments. Our fifth week assessment identifies students who are having excessive absences or DNF in a class. We reach out to them by email. We try to get them to come in for appointments. We invite. We cajole. We have done everything we can think of to get them into the programs. We have college centralized advising so that, for instance, the College of Business has all of their first year students who are connected with an advisor. So we talk to them, we email them, we sit them down in front of us and address each one of their needs. So when they come to us for the first time, those advisors will have that socioeconomic, they don't get the detailed granular data, but they know that the student is having some problems with homesickness or some other issues. So that the wheel we've always had around the student, we're trying to take those spokes and join them at the center with the student to make sure they get what they need.
Hunter says large numbers of students at WKU campuses are taking pledges to complete their education. A similar approach has also been implemented at Elizabethtown Community and Technical College. Spokesperson Mary Jo King says such a pledge can be important to students of all ages.
We've got a lot of single parents. We've got a lot of people who are holding down jobs and going to school and managing families all at the same time, and sometimes it can get to be a bit overwhelming.
King says the idea of taking a pledge to complete one's degree program has become quite popular.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's taking students a long time, sometimes just to get through college, and sometimes they lose their momentum, or for various reasons they drop out, personal reasons, financial reasons, academic reasons, whatever they are, they don't tend to always follow through in achieving their goals.
As mentioned earlier, WKU has undertaken some student research to help determine factors that might encourage students to stay in school. Dr. Brian Meredith says he's hopeful that research will provide some helpful answers.
To help guide us through this process over the next several years, to look at these sort of non-academic factors, and you know, that will help us in our programming, planning, budgeting, all those sorts of things, not just here in enrollment management, but across the